Wake up call!
This is Wake Up Call.
Another kind of daytime radio program.
On the Sports Map Radio Network.
All right. Let's do this.
Alongside Ron Culver, here's Tony D.
All right, busy hour number three as we continue. Continuing to talk about the NCAA tournament, of course, as it gets started very quickly. I believe it's in a little over an hour. The first game will be tipping off as West Virginia will take on Maryland. That game will be in Birmingham, Alabama. It is followed by Virginia Furman, and it will run through the whole day. A little bit of a break before they kind of, but it's not much of a break. They sort of have that little bit of overlap between the late afternoon games and then the start of the nighttime fun. They're cramming a bunch of them in today and tomorrow. So that's the NCAA tournament. And, of course, the big Aaron Rodgers news that he said yesterday on the Pat McAfee show, he wants to play in 2023, he wants to be a Jet, as we've been talking this morning. Okay, that's fun. That's great. Now let's see what the compensation is. Let's see how they do. But the other thing that is going on is the World Baseball Classic. The Major League Baseball season is set to start in like 2 weeks. But the World Baseball Classic is catching my eye. I rarely admit to some a sort of a deficiency in a sport. I usually try to go, hey, I try to follow as much as I can. The World Baseball Classic is not something I've been paying attention to. And now I feel like I should, because it seems to be not only exciting, it's catching crowds, it's catching enthusiasm, and the United States is loaded, but so are a few other teams. Bob Nightingale joins us from the USA Today on our Progressive Guest Line. Progressive Insurance making things even easier when you're able to bundle your home and car insurance together so you can save on both. Learn more at Progressive.com or 1-800-PROGRESSIVE. How are you, Bob?
Yeah, doing good, thanks.
Hey, Bob, this World Baseball Classic, can you give me a history of this? Who started it? How did it start? Why did it start?
Well, USA started it, you know, in 2006. So this is like the fifth one of them. Uh-huh. And it's really catching on. I mean, other countries love this thing.
Yeah.
It's a lot bigger in other countries than it is in the U.S. But, you know, when you talk to guys like Manny Machado and things like that, they say it's a coin flip with whether win the WBC or the World Series. It means that much to that many people.
That's why I wanted to have you on, because Ron and I have kind of been joking about this. I wake up and I check my social media feeds, and every morning I was waking up to some highlight from Japan, and I was going, and Taiwan, and I was going, this is a loaded stadium. This is a jam-packed stadium. They're cheering like it's a World Series. Did it catch on quickly? I mean, how has it progressed from an idea to now where it feels like a world championship of baseball? It really does feel like what the title of it is.
Yeah, I mean, places like Dominican and Puerto Rico, I mean, that was just an epic game. Put it this way, in 2017 when U.S. won, but they lost to Dominican Republic in Miami, sold out crowd, probably about 80% were Dominican fans. And asked Paul Goldschmidt the other day, you know, all the playoff, you know, he's never been in a World Series, but said, all the playoff games, the big games you've been to, where's that rank and atmosphere? He goes, number one, number two, and number three. He goes, there's nothing I've ever felt like it. And even Jose Urquidy, who pitched for the Astros, obviously, he said yesterday that felt like a World Series atmosphere.
So from the standpoint of the owners, are they – I'm sure they're a little nervous, but Edwin Diaz got hurt, and I'm sure they're a little nervous. This is highly competitive baseball. This isn't loosening up for spring training. But how much is Major League Baseball a part of this, and how much are the owners invested in this product?
Well, yeah, I mean, it's a Major League Baseball concept and idea. You know, the owners are into it. But, you know, be honest, I mean, they'd rather the players don't do it. Yeah. All they're rooting for is they're kind of rooting. If you got guys playing for the Dominican or U.S., you know, the owners and GMs are rooting against your team to lose just so you can come back healthy. That's the biggest fear. I mean, there's no real great time to run this tournament. I think this is the only time to really do it. But, you know, there's bigger fear for the pitchers and position players just because pitchers aren't used to, you know, ramping it up, you know, and going 100% this early. And you can say what you want. Say, well, you know, they pitch in spring training, but they're not going all out and pitching like it's the seventh game of the World Series.
Has the United States? I mean, we've seen this in basketball where we're good at a sport, then we died off a bit. We went and made a bronze medal, and then we have to get it back. Was the United States always into this? Was it hard to get some of the better players in the U.S. to be a part of this? Because it's a loaded roster now.
No, it is. In 2017, when they won it, then everybody kind of started jumping in on it. They saw, you know, Nolan Arenado, Paul Goldschmidt, you know, Adam Jones. Those guys were having the time of their lives. But let's face it, spring training is long, drudgery.
Yeah.
It's like, you know, it's like Mookie Betts was talking about last night. You know, would I rather take four at-bats in the backfields in Glendale, Arizona, or, you know, play in front of 40,000 fans against, you know, star-studded talent. So the players love it. They really do.
From a standpoint of the globalization of this sport, I mean, is this the highlight of that? Is this a reminder to a lot of people that this is a global sport? Because there are teams in there. Ron and I were talking. I don't know how big baseball is in Great Britain, but yet they have a team.
Yeah, I mean, Great Britain, they even, you know, doesn't even have a stadium with stands, that sort of thing. But that thing is growing. You know, Italy finally went, you know, to the quarterfinals as far as they've ever gone before. So, yeah, a lot of these countries are getting into it because the World Baseball Classic. You got a powerhouse like Japan, and they'll tell you they'd rather win the WBC than the Olympics just because the talent level is so great in the World Baseball Classic, you know, compared to the Olympics.
Yeah, do they still do baseball? Do they do baseball at the Olympics anymore? Do they stop that?
So they still do.
They still do?
You know, for the U.S., it'd be minor league players.
Right.
They're not going to stop the major league season for major league players. So just, you know, minor league guys only.
Yeah, that's kind of what I was leading to the next question, because like in basketball, it works perfectly. These players are off the summer games. You can go do that as an extracurricular thing. But they tried it in the NHL where they tried to pause the season so the pros could play. And then they just said, nah, we're not doing this. And then is this the answer to that, for players to get some level of national pride to showcase their country, but they can't do it at the Olympic setting?
Yeah, it's one of the only reasons they can, you know, only time they can do it. You know, you're not going to shut down the season for 2 weeks. You know, guys who, you know, don't play in the WBC, and you know, then they get rusty. At the end of the season, guys are wiped out and tired. You know, it's not feasible then. This is really the only time to do it. And, you know, it's not great timing. Teams put restrictions on players. They tell them, hey, you can only use this pitcher, you know, these many days, these many pitches. But, you know, every manager goes through it, not just the U.S.
Now that we're heading into spring training, and like I said, the regular season starts in about 2 weeks, there's the usual suspects, and then there's teams people are looking at a little extra carefully in 2023. Is there any, not dark horse to use that phrase, but sort of team that has been under a radar that is ready to pop? Who are some of the people you're looking at in 2023 for the baseball season outside the usual teams that seem to be on top of their division?
Well, I mean, I think Cleveland. I think people are underestimating Cleveland Guardians. I think they're a powerhouse. I think they got a chance to go real deep, you know, maybe even, you know, break the that curse when they finally win a World Series. It's a very young, athletic team. I'll see it happens. Tampa Bay is still as good as ever. Toronto's the one team to watch out for. I think, you know, I wouldn't surprise me at all to see them finally win the AL East and go deep. Those teams probably jump out the most. You know, otherwise, if they're going to have, you know, many of the same teams you saw last year make the playoffs, make the playoffs this year. And but I think Toronto's got a chance to do something special. You know, I think it'd be fun to see what Philadelphia does with Trey Turner.
Yeah.
And moves in with Taiwan Walker. I mean, I you know, even before Edwin Diaz's injury, you know, we're talking about scouts. They thought the Mets were still only the third best team in that division.
Bob, the new rules, how have they gone this year in spring training? Are the players getting adjusted to them? Do they like them? Do they hate them? We've had there's process here. How long? How's the reaction been to the rules?
Yeah, it's been very favorable. You know, I think it's kind of surprised MLB officials just how smooth it's gone. And they, you know, it shows up in the World Baseball Classic when these games get so slow. And even the players said, no, I missed the pitch clock. The guys are taking 45, 50 seconds between pitches.
Yeah.
So I think fans will like it, just a quicker pace. You know, I don't mind if it's a long game, you know, if it's a, you know, as long as it's a lot of action. But you hate seeing these, you know, 2-1, 3-2 games when there's no action. So, these kind of fly by, and, you know, hopefully with the non-shifts and the, particularly with the, you can only throw over twice, you know, also it's a block. I think we'll see more stolen bases. That should help.
Yeah, I always look at some people. There's been people who've said, you know what, part of the joy of baseball is it's leisurely part of the game. But when I see the numbers, and again, it's just spring training, so I don't know how it will play out in the regular season. But when I see the average spring training game a year ago, and I see the average time today, it's not just a couple of minutes. It's a huge difference. It sort of highlights how much dead time there was in a regular baseball game.
Yeah, it really is. I mean, baseball's hoping the game has to be 240.
Yeah,
it was 305 last year, so that would shave 25 minutes. You know, a little bit of apples and oranges with spring training. Remember last year we were coming off a lockout. So the pace is going to be slow. Guys aren't going to be stealing bases because, you know, they weren't used to running because they would have all winter off. So, but, yeah, I think if there's any games or the average games above 245, I think MLB would be very disappointed.
Bob Nightingale, USA Today on baseball and the World Baseball Classic, which is going on right now. I appreciate your time, my friend. Enjoy the rest of spring training and the baseball season coming up. Hope to catch up with you soon.
Okay, I look forward to it. Thank you.
You got it. Yeah, Bob Nightingale, USA Today, helping us with the, again, the World Baseball Classic, which has kind of caught me, I have to admit, by surprise. I kind of ignored this thing, and now I'm kind of interested. I kind of checked to see where teams are in the United States last night, and I've been, as much as you've got a lot of, it's a busy month. You know, March is a busy month. NFL free agency is popping, and obviously making news there, and of course March Madness, and the basketball season is starting to tight up a little bit in the NBA. But with baseball, this World Baseball Classic is cool. It's really good. So I'm glad Bob Nightingale came on to help us with it a little bit. We'll continue. Hit us up on Twitter at Tony D Radio, at Ron Culver. That's Ron with two N's. It's Wake Up Call on Sports Map Radio.